No, I think it's like a dream, to be honest. Yeah. Very surreal. Oh, what a day. What
can,
a
you
day.
Put, can you put into words what it means to this team, this bunch of players, this management, and of course the whole of Carrick too?
Jeez, I don't think words would do it justice, really. You know, there's people out there, all men. There's a lot of people here now today. Weren't the last time Carrick won it, 93 years ago. I don't know if there are many people alive since that day, you know, and you can see it in people's faces, the tears, the joy, and it's just absolutely brilliant. Words can't describe it, really.
The East Cork derby against Middleton, that sets you up nicely. That was a huge game for you to win psychologically, and that sets you up nicely for the final today.
That was massive. Yeah. Local derby. We know how good Middleton were, like, you know. There's a lot of very good players, and we had to be totally focused for that. You know, obviously, they were red hot favourites, but this team has some heart. There's something special in this team. I can't put words in it. Like, there's a closeness. I think the management have got that together, you know.
Yeah.
We had a nutritionist, we had a sports psychologist. Everything was done 100% professional, you know, and it paid off.
Now, you mentioned the management, of course. You know, huge praise goes to James O'Connor today for, you know, just fantastic management and his selectors to get you to this point here today.
Oh, they're outstanding. They're absolutely brilliant. They're honest. They'll tell you straight out if you're going bad. They'll tell you you're going bad. Do you know, there's huge respect for the management. I can't, I say James O'Connell, it's only a matter of time before he's an inter-county manager, you know. He's that professional, you know, he gets 110% out of all his players, and he's some man. And everyone, I think there's about 40 people involved here, and everyone's a vital cog in the wheel. There's no one bigger than anyone here, and that's brilliant.
Speaking about vital cogs in the wheel, Michael Fitzgerald today, you know, wearing the captain's armband on the pitch, and he was outstanding today.
Brilliant, brilliant. Like, if Mickey Day gets the right to play a ball, he's more skilled than anyone in the team, you know. And he's very cute as well, very intelligent with the ball. And it wouldn't happen to a nicer fella now, you know.
Yeah.
Fierce, nice fella, great. He was vice-captain. Brian Lauren got injured, and the two of them were outstanding.
At half-time, you were 2 points up. What was the message from James and the lads?
Hard work, that's what it came down to, like. It's not pretty out there, the ground is heavy. There's going to be no pretty hurling out there. We knew it was going to come down to heart. Get in their faces and just work as hard as you could. Die for each other.
Yeah, is it as simple as that, Niall? Is that what it came down to today? Heart. I saw you clutching the badge on your chest up there when you were collecting the man of the match. You know, is that what it comes down to? This Carrick Tool team has heart in abundance.
It does. It has heart in abundance. That's exactly it. There's something special in this team, you know.
Yeah.
And I suppose a few years ago, you know, if we went, we're down in a few games, losing by a few scores, whatever, we might drop our heads, but not today. It didn't matter what we were going to go down. We wanted victory here, like we were doing anything for it, you know.
And you're going to enjoy tonight?
Oh, jeez, we'll enjoy the month.